السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. علماء الكرام who are sitting in اعتكاف and my respected brothers, I'm not going to go into any discussion of the virtues and the fazail of اعتكاف and all the masail of اعتكاف. That every person before intending to sit in اعتكاف, he should have made himself aware of. He should have learned some masail of اعتكاف, and also the thing that encourages a person to sit are the fazail. But in that discussion will require a lot of time. So I am only going to talk about certain matters which are relevant whilst you are in اعتكاف, or especially when you are in this masjid making اعتكاف. Now we all know that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made اعتكاف when he arrived at Madina Sharif. All the years that he stayed in Madina Sharif, he made اعتكاف. But in one particular year, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made اعتكاف for the first 10 nights. Then he continued for the next 10. And then he informed those people who were sitting with him in اعتكاف. He said that I had made this اعتكاف in search of Laylatul Qadr. So that is the first thing, that in search of Laylatul Qadr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making اعتكاف. So when a person is in search of something, then his mind is occupied in that search. When a person is digging for diamonds, or is digging for gold, or is digging for some other precious metal, or is searching for something that is lost, so his mind is focused on that item what he is searching for. So in the same way here, we are searching for Laylatul Qadr. So this اعتكاف is in search of Laylatul Qadr. That's the first thing. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then said that I was informed that it is in the last 10. So that's why I continued for the remaining 10. And then he said that search for it in the odd nights of the last 10. He says, I found myself making sajda in mud. So Hazrat Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the rawi of that hadith, the reporter of that hadith sharif, so he says that on that night it rained, and the masjid of Nabawi alayhi salatu wa salam, we know as the Hazrat Maulana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi used to say that us waqt masjid kachi thi, lekin us mein namazi pakke the. The masjid was kachi. When it rained, water came in. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making sajda with his forehead on mud, which was damp. It had become wet. The sand had become wet with the rain. So he said that that night was the 21st night. But then because of all the other hadiths, so we don't pinpoint and say exactly the 21st night, but it is the 21st night. It is one of the odd nights of Ramadan, of the last 10 nights. So your maqsad is to search for Laylatul Qadr, and we are putting out ourselves at the door of Allah Ta'ala. The person is putting himself at the door of Allah Ta'ala and saying that, Ya Allah, I am not going to move from here until you fulfill my wishes, my desires, my du'as, you don't, until I see the acceptance of that. In other words, the person is now a true and a real beggar at the door of Allah Ta'ala. That is why he's in the house of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need house. Allah Ta'ala is everywhere. But he makes his nisbat with certain places. We say Baytullah, house of Allah Ta'ala. So now Allah Ta'ala doesn't reside inside Baytullah Sharif. It means the tajalliyat, a focus so much on the Baytullah Sharif. In the same way, Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, then Masjid Aqsa, thereafter the Jama Masajid, and then our Masajid. So you are in the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now if a person is a guest in the house of someone, how much of respect he must show to that host, and also that he must show respect to the things of that house. If we have a guest who comes into our house and is a rowdy guest, is a noisy guest, and is a mischievous guest, and instead of being a managing director, is a damaging director in that house, is damaging this and damaging that. And when you tell him to keep quiet, he makes a big noise. When you tell him that you are disturbing, or you should not raise your voice, lower your voice, then at that time he raises his voice even more. So what do we think of that guest? Will we be happy and will we fulfill his wishes and desires? We'll become annoyed and displeased with that guest. They say, people like you shouldn't come to my house. I would have been happier without you in my house. Some people, that's what you will say, that we are happy if you don't come. Your coming is causing me problem. It is causing me hurt. It is causing me pain. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not going to be inconvenienced. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He's got certain ahkam for the people that are in the masajid. We call it the houses of Allah Ta'ala. So the cleanliness of the house, voices should not be raised. There should be no shouting, screaming. There should be respect. All the masail that go with the masajid, the person should observe. Within limits, to the extent that it is necessary, it is permissible to engage in some kind of worldly discussion. Even worldly discussion, to the extent that it is necessary. Inquiring about somebody's health, or asking somebody about something or the other which is necessary, then that is acceptable inside the masjid. But not what happens nowadays in most of the masajid where tikaf takes place. That it becomes like a fish market. That the moment the programs are over, then the person thinks that I have to pass my time now. So he finds one friend and he starts chatting away. And they're disturbing the others. And then the dignity of the masjid is not kept in mind. Now at such time, the curse of Allah Ta'ala descends upon those people. Curse. We sat there for rahmat, and we are ending up with curse. So observe that very, very strongly. Try to sit away from your friend. With your friend, sit only if you're reading Quran Sharif and you want him to listen. Or if there is something that is necessary to be discussed. But if it is your business acquaintance, business friend, or friend with whom you normally travel and visit around, then especially in i'tikaf, it is better that you stay a little away. And the friend too mustn't be offended, because each one has got a maqsad. The friend too knows that he has sat in the masjid for i'tikaf because he wants this connection with Allah Ta'ala. He wants Laylatul Qadr. He wants acceptance of his du'as. He wants Allah Ta'ala's rahmat. He wants barakat. He wants forgiveness. So he too must be happy that his friend is giving him the opportunity to get that khalwat. He is with people, but he's got khalwat. Khalwat means solitudes, seclusion. The person is with everybody, but he is still not with anybody. In this world, we have to live with everyone. But when a person has got a certain objective and his mind is engrossed in that, then he's sitting with everybody, but he's not there. And we don't have to go far for that. For that, you just have to listen, or you just have to look around when a bayan is taking place. And especially if that bayan is lengthy, when the bayan is lengthy, then the masjid is packed. In Jummah time or other times, big nights and other occasions when there's a lengthy bayan. So the masjid is packed. But the majority of them are in a different world. The majority of them haven't heard half the speech, because their minds were not there. Their minds were somewhere else. So they are with everybody, but they're not there. Why? Because their mind is not there. So here you will be with everybody. And especially those people who get no sleep when others are snoring, or they get disturbed with every little thing, and then they are very particular and fussy about food and about drink and about all those things which they left in the outside world. So then they should not sit for i'tikaf. Because in i'tikaf you will get people snoring. You will get people sneezing and you will get people even discharging very loudly. That too might happen in deep sleep. What that poor person can do? His stomach after eating haleem, a couple of bowls, so what is he going to do? So all those type of things will happen in Aitika. Now at that time this person says, no, I get very upset. So if you're getting very upset, then don't sit in Aitikaf, sit outside. So in Aitikaf we must focus ourselves, that we want our Allah. That poetry which you always hear, Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. What does he say there? Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. Malna? دنیا کے مشغلوں میں وہ با خدا رہے سب کے ساتھ رہ کے بھی سب سے جدا رہے in the worldly occupation outside in his business in his home in his travel everywhere the person با خدا رہے his heart is with Allah تعالی he's doing everything but his heart is with Allah تعالی وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کے بھی سب سے جدا رہے he's with everyone but he's not with everyone He's with no one, but his heart is with Allah Ta'ala. So if in the dunya ke mashghalon mein, in the worldly things, he is still ba khuda and his heart is with Allah Ta'ala. Ta in the masjid, where is dunya ka mashghala? In the masjid now, he's not engaged in all the occupations of dunya. Now here he is with those people who are also occupied in deen. He is in the masjid, means that he is there with so many people, but they are also occupied in the same search of Laylatul Qadr, search of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat, search of forgiveness, search of rahmat and barakat. So it's even easier that you are with the people, but you are not with anybody. There's a whole crowd around you, but your heart is with Allah Ta'ala. Your mind is there. Your soul is there. You eat, you drink in the masjid because it is necessary. You are in itikaf. You talk to the extent that it is necessary, but rest of the time you devote yourself to namaz, to tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Now there is an ideal opportunity, a golden opportunity for those people who want to practice on some of the actions of our pious elders. The ideal opportunity is itikaf, to try out reading one Quran Sharif. They used to read it during the day, another one Quran Sharif at night. Now if we can't do that much, we can do one for the day. We can do one in 3 days. We can do one in 4 days. There's a lot of time still besides the program times during the whole day. Plenty of time. So read Quran Sharif. Get somebody to listen. You read one para, he reads one para. Especially those who are huffaz. And during the day when it is not makruh time, if every person is gives ijazat to the others and they are not disturbed, then there's nothing wrong. You can make yourself in. Two people can read. Read loudly, there's no problem. So engage yourself in Quran Sharif, tilawat, zikr, ibadat, dua. This is the wazifa of itikaf. People want wazifas. This is the wazifa of itikaf. Makes tilawat of the Quran Sharif, make zikr, make ibadat, make dua. What else is the wazifa of itikaf? Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Rahmatullah Alayhi Mujaddid Millat, in his khanqah you are not even allowed to ask the other person what's his business, where he comes from, how many children he's got, where he was born and where he intends dying. He's got no ijazat to ask all questions. He must be focused on that what he came for. Before itikaf, you must ask that person. Before you come inside there for the islah, then you can ask that person whatever you wish to ask. But once you have entered for the 10 days, 20 days, 40 days, whatever it is, then he is to say finish. They are living in the same room. Sometimes those people lived in the same room, three of them, four of them, or two of them, whatever it is. And at the end of the month, you ask that person, that man that you stayed with in that room, where did he come from and what business he has got and how many children he has or what he... Nothing. He says, I don't know. I used to make salam to him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How are you, brother? Do you need any help, assistance? No, nothing. Alhamdulillah. Right. You do your work, I do my work. Finish. If you make i'tikaf of that kind, inshallah, at the end of the 10 days, then you will find the noor into your heart. The noor of the masjid, the noor of the angels. Angels are in the masajid. So the noor of the angels, the noor of the masjid, the noor of the month of Ramadan, the noor of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Now how much more noor do we want? So there's so much of noor. But then our receivers, as I say, have to be right. We must receive it. Our pail must be upside. It mustn't be upside down. It must be on the right side. If a person has got a bucket but he's got it upside down, then no matter how much rain falls, no matter even if it pours and you go and place that bucket under a waterfall, then to know water will come inside that bucket. Take one bucket, go to Niagara Falls, go to Victoria Falls and say that I'm going to fill my bucket with water. Not by an ordinary tap, I'm taking it to Niagara Falls or Victoria Falls where there's a volume of water pouring from above. Now the person goes there and puts his bucket upside down. And after 10 days of waiting, then when he comes back, he said, how much of water you brought? He said, no water inside the bucket. Why? He said, there was so much of water there, why nothing in your bucket? Why all the others filled up in 1 second and went away? He says, because my bucket was upside down. So let us keep our buckets in the right direction. Receive all that noor. As I said, it's a noor of the masjid. Noor of Ramadan, noor of the last 10 nights and days, noor of all the tilawat and ibadat and zikr and whatever takes place in the masjid, noor of all the angels. Ah, so much of noor, and if we go outside empty after 10 days, if no change comes in our lives, then there is something wrong with us. We haven't got our buckets right. So in i'tikaf, this is something that you have to observe. It's not a place for idle chit-chat, wasting time. If you get tired, then sleep. Close your eyes so that nobody talks to you. The best thing to do, Allah Ta'ala gave us flaps, eyelids. That if somebody comes to talk and you want to avoid idle chit-chat and idle talk, then how simple and easy, close your eyes, finish. They say, bhai, don't reply. Then he'll say, bhai, so gaya, khatam. Let him think so gaya. How simple and easy. But that is when you will start feeling something inside. So spend the least amount of time in eating, drinking, which are necessities. As far as the borders of our masjid are concerned, then that stay is excluded. Once you're on the stay, it's kharij, it is outside the masjid. So stay within the boundaries of the masjid. And if you have to go outside, then you must return as quickly as possible. And don't stop on the way to talk to anybody or to discuss anything. Carry on. If that person wants to discuss, you must carry on. If you are going to the toilet, then he must come with you right up till the door of the toilet. You can keep talking till the toilet. Then tell him, right, you can go now. Not allowed to enter into the toilet. So spend the time correctly, that is the main thing. Don't engage in idle talk. And then the cell phones, leave the cell phones at home. You have left your wives, you've left your children, you've left your businesses, you've left everything and come into the masjid. So now why bring that cell phone here and then every little while the person is making a call. Sometime to his wife, sometime to his son, sometime to his daughter, sometimes to somebody else. And that masjid becomes nothing but a connection of cells. What if there is a message, they will send it via somebody. And if a person has got a cell phone also, then keep it off. Whilst you are in masjid, keep it off. Afterwards, when everybody is sleeping and you are on your way to the toilet, then go and have a look at it in the toilet whose numbers came through. Because you are sitting there doing nothing. Now don't do that, I'm not just me. In other words, don't spend time in unnecessary things. The other year also we had some people here when they're ordering containers from Bombay, from here, from there and all from the... What say, is this some kind of a business office or what is it? Masail in its place, that out of necessity some necessary talk is permissible from the masjid also on cell phone. but necessary, not unnecessary. So keep it off and don't keep looking at it. Because then your mind is going to go outside. We came from outside, inside. Now inside we are looking at all those numbers and all the messages and all that, which is taking our mind outside. So make i'tikaf, cut off all those things. For 10 days, cut it out. Inshallah, then you will see, you will sense inside that something is happening inside. And make plenty of istighfar and tawbah, especially those who have hurt some people or caused damage to somebody's property or dignity and respect, or have taken what was not belonging to them, which was haram for them to take, anything that was haram. Then you can't expect your du'as to be accepted in i'tikaf when we have made zulm on people. So those are the people that we should have made maaf with before we come into the i'tikaf. And if you haven't been able to do that, then those are the people that you can make a phone call and say, inshallah, when I come out, I'll make sure that I'll sort everything out. I will pay back whatever is due to you. I acknowledge the debt, or whatever it is. Then there will be some barakat in that i'tikaf. So let the masjid be a nice, peaceful, quiet place. Especially those times that we have given for individual ibadat. Yes, you can read Quran Sharif, as I said, during the day, read loudly, no problem. Everybody must be comfortable with that. That the masjid is alive with the recitation of the Quran Sharif. But at night, those few hours that we have given for rest, so that at that time, those who wish to read whole night, then they must read silently. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept you. Inshallah, whilst we are here, we will continue some discussion during the days and nights. But these basic usools and principles, try and abide by that. Then inshallah, you will make your own life peaceful, comfortable and a happy one, and a fruitful one. Your stay in the masjid will be very, very fruitful. And also the others also will not be inconvenienced. Inconvenience of others is a major sin. Unnecessarily we should not cause taklif to a person. Unnecessarily. Person is engaged in his ibadat. In the meantime, when he parked his car in front of somebody's driveway. So what kind of sawab he will get? He should seek permission from that person that I want to go and sit in the masjid for half an hour. Can I park my car in your driveway? Now these are the things we have taken it out of our kitabs. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept your coming. May Allah ta'ala accept your sitting. May Allah ta'ala make this i'tikaf the mother of all i'tikafs. As every Ramadan, I say, let us make this Ramadan the mother of all Ramadans. So let us make this i'tikaf the mother of all i'tikafs, meaning that we abstain from anything and everything that is displeasing to that Allah of ours, for whose pleasure we are making i'tikaf. Because like that, the virtues of i'tikaf are many, but our niyats must be right. Because one of the virtues of i'tikaf, he says that if a person has got fight with his wife and his life at home is very, very unpleasant, so one of the virtues of i'tikaf is 10 days and 10 nights you are away from your wife. Now is that virtue of i'tikaf then? It is indeed a benefit, we'll say. Chalo, at least 10 days the person says, I got peace of mind. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين. أوم بلول الله، أوم رحيم الله، أوم كريم الله. O my most forgiving Allah, O my most compassionate, caring, loving Allah, O my most beautiful Allah. You blessed us with life in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. We were not deserving to be alive, O my Allah. Ya Allah, each one of us knows from the time we became of age up till now how much of sins we have committed. Ya Allah, it is your ihsan, your fazal, your kindness, that you blessed us with life in this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, it is a clear indication that you wish to forgive. If it had not been your desire to forgive, Ya Allah, you would not have given us this opportunity. But oh my Allah, we haven't shown gratitude. We haven't done justice to the days that have gone by. We haven't done any justice to the days that have gone by. In fact, we have done great injustice, oh my Allah, upon our souls. Day and night we have been committing sins even in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we have disobeyed you with your very ni'mats, your bounties, your ni'mats that you have blessed us with. Our sight we use for haram, our listening for haram, our tongues for haram, our hands and feet for haram, our heart and mind for haram. Mere Allah, that we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, within a few minutes we will be entering an odd night of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. What a blessing, my Allah. What a blessing. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make the maximum use of these Mubarak nights and days. Protect us and safeguard us from every kind of sin. Ya Allah, those who are sitting in i'tikaf, make their i'tikafs the mother of all i'tikafs. Make it the best of all i'tikafs. Ya Allah, bless us all with all the rahmat and the barakat and the noor that descends in this Mubarak month, in these Mubarak nights, and especially in the odd nights. Ha, my Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we have committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to spend the remaining days and nights in your obedience. And Ya Allah, let us develop taqwa to such a level that when we come out of i'tikaf, when we come out of Ramadan, then there is a complete transformation in our lives. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that individuals, societies, and the whole ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are facing. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, in Mubarak raaton mein, aur in Mubarak ayyam mein. Ya Allah, bless us with such a taluq, such a connection, such a bond with you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that every moment of our lives we enjoy the sweetness of that bond. Ya Allah, O my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy. Those who are weak, give them strength. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of envy, of jealousy, of arrogance. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives, of brothers and sisters, family members, parents and children, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with all the noor and the barakat and the rahmat of the Mubarak days and nights which are left. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our brothers and sisters with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Mere pyare Allah, mere rahim Allah, mere kareem Allah, ab teri taraf rujoo kar rahe, ab gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai, lekin mere maula, ab tere bande hai, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan, tere siwa koi sahara nahi. تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. صلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا نبینا مولانا.